I'm Crux Crawford, and I'm a white guy.
I'm Mark Plata. I'm a brown guy. Yo, rich ass guy, boy, no what? We're going to watch videos off the internet.
And decide if they're racist or not.
You can kiss my white ass.
This is this racist? Today on Is This Racist, Joe Rogan asked the question of the century.
Why do black people like menthol so much?
Dude. This is very racist, this conversation.
That was a crazy question.
Crazy question.
Just talking about a type of cigarette that people enjoy.
And we're not trying to spin it and making it smell like, oh my God, look at this clip, and we're going to make all these assumptions about it.
Man, you threw a lot of curveballs at me.
Which lens are we going to judge this with on Is This Racist to decide if it's racist or not and put our stamps?
So you can't sell menthol cigarettes in California.
Right. They have their own cigarettes.
Wild.
They have non-menthol Newports. It's terrible.
Why do black people like menthol so much? What's that about? It's a totally different type of cigarette.
You're going to get me canceled.
No.
This is very racist, this conversation. Even though neither of us are. Go figure.
Just talking about a type of cigarette that people enjoy?
Just saying, why do black people like Newport so much?
It's like if you start asking me about spaghetti, I'm not going to get offended. You start asking me about Italian food or why are Italian people so loud?
The answer is we value strength in product. There's this whole thing with liquor and malt liquor and the difference between the two, and one is richer and stronger.
The more potent version.
Right. And as a people, we tend to go with those products.
I'm goddamn thankful that he asked that question finally, brother. Why don't you ask a couple other questions? First of all, why are you all on welfare? Why don't you fight for yourself? Why don't you fend for yourselves?
Hey, brother, what's wrong with you?
We got a little excited about that first clip, but if you don't know, welcome to the Is This Racist. It's the show where we watch videos from all over the internet, and we decide and ask the question,
Is this racist?
I'm Crux Crawford.
I'm Mark Plata.
I'm the white guy.
I'm the black guy today. No, not today, not today.
And this is this racist? I love when he says it, and Cat Williams just takes that swing. He just takes that audible gulp, and he's like, why are you trying to get me canceled? Because this is racist. I mean, we're not, and I know you're not, but a lot of people.
It was a very unexpected question.
It was so funny, bro.
Way out of left field,
oh,
dude.
Oh, my God.
But you know what? In that respect to Joe Rogan, to asking questions that just come to him, because some people would tiptoe around that. I've been wondering, why do black... It is heavily marketed to black people.
Yeah.
Newport menthol cigarettes. Heavily marketed.
Yeah.
But if you want to,
let's say this, because obviously we know who Joe Rogan is and a lot of people do, right? Yeah. Very famous dude, very gigantic podcast.
Fear Factor.
Yeah, very, very gigantic podcast. And then Cat Williams, a lot of people know who he is, right? So we know there's no ill will there. We know that Cat Williams is in his podcast studio.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say I said that.
Yeah.
Or some random person said that to a black person. Hey, why do blacks like menthol so much? Oh my God, that would be fucking crazy. Yeah.
You'd be chased out of town.
That would be insane.
I mean, I don't smoke all the time, but when I do drink and smoke, it's a menthol cigarette. I don't know. You haven't smoked. You're a sober boy.
I went out on menthols, dude. That's all I would smoke in the
end. They're great.
I used to never like menthol cigarettes. Uh-huh. Like if someone gave me a cigarette back in the day, when I would only smoke regulars, and I bummed, like, can I bum a cigarette? And then I'd bum a menthol. Uh-huh. I wouldn't smoke it. I thought it was disgusting.
You're an animal.
Something happened to me later on in my smoking career. Later on in my smoking career.
That's how I know you're white trash.
My smoking career, boy. You got your chewing career, your smoking career, and then your drink career. All right. Then you got your hating career. How much are you hating? How much hate do you have in your heart?
Hatred. Another show.
How much tar you got in your lungs?
Yeah.
And then in the end, dude, I was like a menthol guy. I would bum a cigarette. If it was a regular, I might not smoke it. It was crazy. I think when you say that, though, you're assuming, because then you could argue, you go, well, dude, not all black people smoke cigarettes, and not all black people necessarily smoke menthol cigarettes.
They ain't black in
Someone
my book.
Someone could say that. And as a black person.
Yeah, as a black man. They're not black.
Yeah. Just kidding, guys. I would never give this up. and never give this sweet golden ticket that's spread all over my body. The largest organ in my body happens to be the lucky one.
The wealthiest one.
you know how fucked up being white is? That I can put other colors on me and I'm like, nah, but I'm still white though. I'm still white. I might have some red and some green and some blue and some black on here, but let's be real. Check the other
arm. You could machine gun Kelly yourself and you have all blacked out tattoo and you'd still be the whitest person in the room at a BET Awards.
I could tattoo blackface on my face. Like, well, let's be real here though, guys. We all know who the all right. And that's the question is, what lens are we using? Are we using the lens of like, okay, this is Joe Rogan and Cat Williams, two very famous comedians are having a conversation that know how to be funny and they understand nuances? Or is this a white dude asking a black dude why black people smoke menthols?
Yeah.
Or love menthols or whatever.
Why do they love
menthols? So which lens are we going to judge this with on is this racist to decide if it's racist or not and put our stamps?
I don't even know if black people have an answer to that question. It just seems to be, because I gravitated to menthol cigarettes. And I just assume for me it was just because it was flavorful.
So isn't that why you argue, well, is that a black thing or is that just a
personal thing?
Yeah.
Fuck, man.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can say, well, why do black people play basketball so much? It's like, well, that's not necessarily true. There are parts of the world where black people play soccer more.
Yeah, it is true. Yeah, that's a good point. Fuck.
I'm just trying to say, like...
Yeah, you're... Like your favorite channel, you're fair and balanced, dude.
just like my favorite channel. I'm fair and balanced.
I had to sneak it in.
In the riots.
Yeah.
Law and order.
So I will say that
law and order secure our borders.
Put that at the end.
And stay tuned for Hoarders.
I don't think it's racist. I think it's just an honest question. Context does makes it change difference.
It? Yeah. So friends versus not friends, strangers versus, you know what I'm saying?
All right. If you're coworkers, but y'all don't know each other that well, don't ask that question. But if you've gotten to know,
hey man, what do you work till 6 today? Yeah. Hey, by the way, why do black people love menthol so much, dude?
Sneak it in. Really give them 1-2, you know? Get them a
Kathy in accounting? She's pretty hot, right? Hey, by the way, man, why do black people love menthol so much? I have a feeling that the black person you said that to or asked that to would probably have a problem unless they just had an amazing sense of humor.
Yeah. That's
like two comedians asking each other that, two comics.
Yeah.
That's not a big deal because comics say all kinds of off-the-cuff shit to each other, but... I don't know, regular person that you work at the fucking factory with?
That's a good point.
At if the Newport factory? Yeah. Okay, how about that? Okay,
hey, Mr.
Hold on. You work at the Newport factory, okay? You work at the packaging plant with all other black people. You're the only white person or the only non-black person that works there.
You are the only white person. And you are
standing in that assembly line next to all black people crafting and packaging Newport menthol cigarettes for the American public. And then you turn to one of the many black people, majority black people you work with, and you go, hey, by the way, ma'am, why do black people love menthol so much? I don't think that would be racist.
Especially since we're all working in the factory. They're just like, this is a dream job. Yeah. All the damages I get to take home.
Yeah.
All the mistakes.
All the bloated cigarettes.
Oh, they're all mine. Yeah,
all the fucking the weekly printed printers out of ink package.
Do you know how many singles I can sell on the street and make extra money?
You know how many Lucy's I can fucking... All right. So in that context, I don't think it would be racist.
No, I don't think so either. Fuck, this is a hard one because
you know what I'm saying, though? Yeah, I'm just trying to create. All right, I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
No, you're doing the right thing. If you walked up to somebody in a neighborhood that you're not familiar with, you don't know anybody, like, hey man, do you know how to get to such and such convenience store? And also, why do you like?
Why do you guys like them so much?
Yeah, out of curiosity. I've been befuddled for my whole life. Why do you like menthol? What is that about? Yeah, that's pretty fucked. Fuck, damn it. You got to do it. Okay, first off, if you're going to ask this question to anybody, do it on neutral ground. Do it during the daytime and don't do it on their turf.
Yeah.
First off, I don't know. Fuck, man. You threw a lot of curveballs at me. At first, I was saying, it's not racist.
Well, here's the question.
But okay, context matters.
I think this is the answer. Okay.
I'll give a white guy giving us an answer.
Listen, guys, I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys. I'm going to mansplain this to you and tell you exactly what the fucking answer is.
Let me tell you what the white man
thinks. Yeah, let me tell you what the voice of rule.
The only voice of reason.
The voice of authority here, okay? Let's put the women to bed. Let's put the minorities aside. Let's get the real answer here. Okay.
It's what the children's in the minds.
Let's get the big white knight up here. So let's get the big white knight in the forefront to tell you what's right. So, okay. I think the real answer is, it in any of the scenarios we were just talking about, like working in the factory with all the other
factory,
or like a coworker you don't know, or in a neighborhood, asking a random black person that's a complete stranger to you with no context or whatever, that could be easily classified as racist. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about what Joe Rogan said to Cat Williams, another comedian, on his podcast.
Yeah.
So I think we have to zoom in on what was said to who by who. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it whom or who?
Whom.
By whom?
By whom.
Okay.
I don't know.
See, whom sounds dumb. Yeah. Even if it's right, I don't like it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Good point.
To whom are you fucking with? Okay. Okay. Because it's Joe Rogan saying it to Cat Williams on his podcast, and we know there's no ill intention there. I think we say that's not racist.
I would say yes.
Because we're talking about where it was said and how it was said.
Yeah. The context of the video that was shown.
Yeah.
Not racist.
So can we agree on that?
Yeah. We'll stamp that
okay,
one.
Okay. Ready to do this not racist?
I'm ready.
No race riot?
I know.
Complete agreement?
Riot. I'm in agreement.
100%?
100.
Same page?
Keep on asking me the question. I might change my mind.
All right. 1, 2, 3. Not racist.
In that instance. I want to clarify. You got to put that in parentheses in that instance because
in others,
oof, boy, you're playing
that could be so fucking racist.
You're playing with fire, buddy.
If you're enjoying the show so far, we do want to remind you to smash that like button and hit the subscribe button and the bell icon. And if you're on the go, be sure to check out the audio versions of this show listed in the links in the description. Now back to the clip.
I'm here with Priest Abuwan of the Israelite School of UPK. We teach that Blacks, Hispanics, and Native American Indians are the true chosen people of God. Do I think humans are fundamentally good or bad? Which human?
Humans, like us.
Humans can be horrible, but who's the worst human?
I don't know.
Look at history.
What do you think?
Who's the oppressor?
What do you think? Who?
Who stole this land from the Native American Indians? Who bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki? You get where I'm going, right?
So are you saying that white people are fundamentally bad, but everyone else is fundamentally good?
I'm saying they're the oppressor, and they're incapable of being good.
How about us, though? Other races?
I mean, the only way you could be good is by announcing that Blacks, Hispanics, and Native American Indians are the chosen people of God.
All right, so all right, if you're just watching, or just listening, I'm sorry, there was an Asian man interviewing some Black Israelites, and Black is a strong definition, I think.
Is it my time to talk? That guy's fucking white.
That guy was white.
That guy's not even that black, bro. He's like supposed to be a Black Israelite. He's like one shade darker than me.
Oh, you and the
which
sun?
Isn't harder to accomplish, bro. Not I'm at as all. Pasty as the fucking Elmer's glue.
Man, he was all of them. Every single person in that video was very white complected.
That FedEx girl the other day is not white, but this guy is.
There's a lot of gen.
He should be saying "kiss my white ass," and that chick should be the Black Israelite. That's what we should do. That's what we should do.
It's a lot of
This show's about crisis. Uniting and finding different people the right jobs.
The right jobs. And unlike the Black Israelites on that screen, we are very about inclusivity. Inclusivity?
Yeah.
Inclusivity.
The racially ambiguous Israelites is what they are.
Yeah, I mean, that is a wild thing. I mean, to tell an Asian person that they are not part of the chosen people also right to his face is pretty wild.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
That's a pretty.
And also, okay, so now let's also get into it. Who bombed Hiroshima? Who pushed their fucking luck?
That's a good point. That is a solid
point. Who talked a little too much shit and got told?
Yeah, they did. Those people were not black at all.
Nope.
The Asian guy is scum to them still, and I'm better than you.
Dude, that was just. That was just so funny. I just like it. I want to know how that interview even came.
Yeah,
they look like they're sitting on like a suburban porch home, and they're like, "Hey, what's going on? Who are you guys?" Like that wasn't on a busy city street.
Yeah.
That wasn't like in some kind of conference. That was on a porch.
Yeah.
There's a fucking Amazon guy. There's like, "Excuse me, guys, yeah. I gotta Can you move? I got to take a picture of the package. Yeah. The whole thing.
No, hey, I mean, I know this is your porch and all. Yeah. I know. You like.
It's like a dude that's blacker than all of them. That's like trying to work and fucking deliver an Amazon box and put it on that porch. And the guy just breaks character and goes, "No, wait, my mom's gonna be home soon. Let me take that. It's my fleshlight.
I don't need her seeing my stuff."
Oh, and God. The black Amazon driver like, "Man, what the fuck's your problem, white boy?
If you don't get your white ass out my
white ass out my fucking face,
mom, he called me white."
The whole interview, it's like someone, it's like on someone's porch.
Yeah, it was way too calm for my liking. There was not much going on. You heard no city sounds in the back. The microphones weren't that good. There was no cutting out what was going on. That obviously is someone's house. It's just his group gathering together.
Yeah, the Asian dude that was like obviously controlling the video and like
controlling
interviewing them.
Oh, he's has the authority. The Asian dude in your eyes?
No. And let's be very clear here. No, the guy, he was all, you get the thing that's fishy about that video to me.
Yeah,
makes it seem like it was like a skit or something. Is like he seems like he's being too obvious about the fact that he's kind of laughing at these guys.
Well, they're funny.
But if they were if they were real, they would be taking themselves seriously.
Mm.
So they would be able to pick up on the fact that the guy's sitting there like, oh, and who's the oppressor? Oh, who's that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. So you're saying, either you're saying it's a setup or B, those people are stealing valor of real black Israelites.
I'm saying it's either like a skit or that. Yeah, something just seems weird.
Yeah, I like the idea they're stealing valor of actual black Israelites. Like, they don't deserve to be calling themselves black. I mean, they really don't deserve to be calling themselves black.
Or it's like Israelites. A joke and, like, they're pretending to be.
So what do you think?
Well, seeing as how it's my people that are being attacked here,
That's what I'm asking you, friend.
Yeah, I know. The anger.
Yeah.
The outrage that I feel.
I'm not happy.
No, it's not racist to me. It's okay. This is, you know what? This is going to be one of those categories on this show that we've talked about before. And that's this. Now we're getting into the realm of funny racist.
Okay. Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
Because you're saying white people are the oppressor and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, I'm so disconnected from this. Like, it's like, whatever. So it's funny racist to me. This is like, okay, this, you know what? You know why it's funny racist? Because this is like what a racist white person would like get angry at and call racist.
Oh, yeah. Like,
what the hell, man? That's racism. That's reverse racism. You're saying I'm the oppressor?
They're allowed to say that about me?
Yeah.
How dare they?
Yeah. And it's like, dude, why do you care?
Yeah.
You're running everything.
Yeah. You're doing pretty good.
Yeah. So, no, I'm if you're asking me, I'm going to go ahead and put a not racist stamp on this.
I didn't like the whole subservient thing, but I also couldn't take them very seriously either because
that's another thing, bro. It's like, dude, if maybe they were like, they just don't strike me as real black Israelites. They don't strike me as real black anything, honestly. So
they don't strike me as real blacks. Let's be honest here.
I mean, they're not real black in general. You know, pretty light.
You know how many cops walked by them and didn't hassle them? Do you know? Not a single ticket was issued. No one was arrested. They were like, hey, look at these nice white boys out here just doing the First Amendment.
Yeah, dude. They take the Asian guy. They make him get on the ground. They arrest him.
That's the unedited version.
Yeah. I'm going to say not racist. Ready?
Yeah.
1, 2, 3. Not racist.
So during Black History Month, they got to make chicken all of a sudden. They ain't never had no fried chicken.
Hey, really? Ninja fried chicken? Is y'all trying to say nigga? Like, come on, be for real.
Okay, so if you're just listening at home, I assume this is a college campus. It kind of looks like a college campus. I don't know if it's like in the cafeteria.
I thought it was like a Panda Express or something.
Fried chicken at Panda Express?
Why would it be called Ninja?
Well, you know what? That is a fair white thought on your part.
Panda Express.
Yeah. Now, is this racist that you thought automatically thought it was Panda Express?
Hell yeah, brother. You're goddamn right, brother.
Where's your fried chicken? Where's the ninja fried chicken? I'm sorry. I went too
All right, so
yeah, if you're just
probably
listening,
a black dude behind a phone camera talking about in a cafeteria.
What if he's not black?
Dude, after that Black Israelites clip, you never know who's black and who's not, bro. You can't assume. So that's actually a fair point.
It's a white guy named Terry who's saying, hey, what the
fuck? Can you believe that?
What's up with this black ass chicken?
So they're in a cafeteria restaurant, maybe Panda Express, maybe an Asian theme. You know what it is? Like on a college campus, they'll have like a food court and they'll have like off-brand themed restaurants.
Uh-huh.
So there will be like the Asian like okay. restaurant, yeah. you know what I mean? And then like the Greek one and then like the Italian one. Yeah. So maybe it could be one of those or who knows, but they call it Ninja Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
And I like also how he said, yeah, man, during Black History Month of all months, they do that. It's like, so that means it would be okay to do it in March?
Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm lost.
Like, what? Okay, it's March. I give it to him.
Yeah.
Then it's okay.
Wait, is it more racist to withhold the fried chicken through the month of February and make them wait
That's until what I'm March? Saying. Or, I think throwing it in their face in February is arguably better because you're like, hey, obviously yeah. this is for you.
Yeah, you've been waiting.
Yeah, it's month. Like, you know, it's like this month, March. Yeah. It's Women's History Month. So if you put like in the kitchen chicken.
There you go. You know, oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would be, hey, we're doing this for you, you know?
Where's the chicken? You haven't made it yet, sweetheart. Get in the back.
Hey, have you tried our baby maker stay in the home chicken? It's really delicious. You got to try it. Have you tried not your body, not your choice chicken? It's very delicious. You should definitely try it. Get it with the abortion sauce. It's great.
Disgusting. That's disgusting, piggish stuff that we will not have on this podcast.
You can't even keep a straight face through it. That is disgusting. What else could you do?
Possibly
with that?
Black guy complaining about Ninja Fried Chicken's a wild thing to say. I don't even know where that concept came from. Ninja Fried Chicken? Does that sound appealing?
No.
Yeah.
Is that even a thing? Is that a real thing? Okay, bro. Ninja Fried Chicken is actually a real thing.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
According to this.
Tell me more about it.
To ninja air fry a chicken.
What?
Ninja foodie air fryer rotisserie chicken. Put a chicken breast side up into your air fryer basket. Rub all over, oil all over its body. No, but
say essentially.
Rub oil all over its sexy body. Close the air fryer lid. Set to air crisp. This becomes the ASMR pod show. Okay, so no, this is a real recipe, dude.
Okay, but it's the Ninja air fryer, right?
Oh, I don't know. Is that a thing? I thought a ninja was the juice thing.
They have a juicer, they have a coffee maker, they have a blender, and I think they stepped into the
room. Oh, here we go. Yeah, ninja foodie or whatever. You're right.
Okay. Now, hold on. Did that cafeteria air fry their chicken in it? Do they have an industrial-sized ninja?
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
Yeah. Ninja fried chicken.
Yeah. Hey, look,
That's a pretty big leap, though, to say, oh, this must be the big N-word chicken.
You know what?
I don't know, man. I think that's a pretty big stretch.
It's a big one, especially for someone who could
be white. What if it said Ninja Fried Chicken and then in parentheses, and by the way, why do you love menthol sauce? Underneath. Okay, that could be pretty on the nose.
Ninja right? Fried Chicken with a side of Newport.
Newport Fried Chicken.
That means that he was going looking for racism. He saw fried chicken. He automatically thought, they're doing it for black people for Black History Month.
Yes.
And he saw Ninja and he said, oh.
I mean, would it, yeah, because black, what would it make you feel better if it was called Malcolm X Fried Chicken? You know what I'm saying? Like, well, because his whole argument was like during Black History Month.
Yeah, yeah.
So what would you prefer? Would you prefer that they named it after historic black people?
Okay.
Historic black people, that doesn't even make any sense. But, you know, people that contributed to the movement and shit.
Yeah, them people.
Yeah.
MLK fried chicken.
Or what about this? Would this be racist?
Yeah, go for it.
George Foreman Grill fried chicken.
Well, yeah. No, I don't like it.
Mike Tyson bite the ear off fried chicken.
Mike Tyson's bite the skin out of the ear. Skin's close. Yeah. Let's see. What? Harriet Tubman.
Harriet Tubman's fried chicken. Shh. Don't tell nobody. It's a secret. Don't tell anybody about the secret recipe. It's an underground recipe.
My family's been passing this recipe around underground.
Secretly at night and under rivers and all kinds of stuff for years.
It is a stretch. And I like to side on the side of minorities because I got to represent my people. But this one's a stretch here, okay? I don't... I I am not on board with this one at all.
Ready to put the not racist stamp on this.
Yeah, I'm ready too.
Yeah.
Ready, yeah.
1, 2, 3. Not racist. Positive episode today.
Yeah, dude. Very positive.
Clean green check mark, not racist across the board.
No race riots.
No racism.
And just bonding.
Send us all your clips, man. If you got racist clips that you think are racist or not racist, you want us to review it and talk about them, do so. Also, if you agreed or disagree with any of our rulings about racist or not racist on any of these clips today, be sure to comment. Let us know why you thought that you agreed or disagreed or whatever. You know, either way you thought, we want to hear what you have to say. To a degree. There's a limit, okay? Yeah,
we'll let you know if you're racist in the comments.
Crux, yeah!